We have seen some very prominent former players speak out against Rebels. We've seen some players speak out in favor of Rebels as a name and about the mascot. So as you say, we need to have a conversation. We need to listen. But where do you stand right now?
I mean, from my perspective, and obviously, I mean, I came to UNLV in 2004 with Coach Kruger's first year. I've been associated with the program ever since then, and more closely now. My understanding, in the way that the context of the situation for how the university was nicknamed, was based on the rebelling against the school up north, right? University of Nevada, Reno, and how they got the campus down here in UNLV. Never in my years as being associated with the school, and have I ever thought that it was like a racially charged term in terms of the mascot, in terms of "Hey Reb." Now, when you take into consideration Bogard, the dog that was dressed up in the Confederate uniform, that's different. But from my understanding, the way I've seen it, I've never had an issue with "Hey Reb." I like "Hey Reb." I like that "Hey Reb" shoots sparklers out of his gloves at the games when they drop the lights. But I understand if it does offend some people. I can't make that judgment for somebody else. I can understand that, and the conversation needs to be had. But I don't think the nickname, from my perspective, is offensive, just based on the context of how it was created and its intentions. Now, if the mascot does offend other people, then that's something different in terms of where you sit down, you get a committee, and you say, okay, we're going to rebrand the mascot. The nickname, I don't know if you go to those lengths, but again, that's a conversation that needs to be had. I think all sides need to be heard.
Former Rebel Curtis Terry joining us here on the program, and you can hear him on the broadcast of the game as well. You said you haven't really thought about it. We've heard players now say that they've had these conversations before. Like Reggie Theus said, they used to have the conversation as they took the floor of, you know, what is this that we're representing? And other players, you know, J.R. Ryder has kind of spoken about it as well. But you said you haven't thought about it or cared about it necessarily. But did you ever hear conversations about this before?
Nah, personally, and that's just, I mean, without going back in time and just replaying every conversation, no, I don't remember a conversation about it. I mean, for me, it was always, again, we're Rebels. I mean, even the team like LJ and those guys and Tark's great teams, they did things different, right? They rebelled against the norm, college basketball, what they were expected to do. I mean, especially as black guys, as African-Americans playing college basketball and being the predominant teams, that was the focus. I mean, we're rebellious. I mean, especially against the school up north. I mean, that's still to this day all they're going to be referred to me as or referred to me by, unless we're on a broadcast and I have to call them otherwise. But it's never a conversation that I had, and it was always about representing the school. And we're Rebels, and we do things our way, and that's why we band together, and that's why UNLV is such a special place. But again, if there's other people that have other feelings, I'm not someone to tell anybody how they feel or how they need to perceive something. Because myself, growing up, I mean, my dad's black, my mom's white. I come from a biracial, interracial family. My sisters are Hispanic and white. So I can see both sides of the coin. And so that's why I think if it's something that offends other people or they feel it's racially charged, it's a conversation that needs to be had and greeted with open arms and open ears, especially in the times that we're going through just present day in society.
You talk about the times that we're going through. What have you kind of just felt? Like how have these last couple weeks been, and what has been your kind of read on what is going on in the country right now?
I mean, I think it's like I said, I think it's a very sensitive, emotional time for mankind. I think for everybody, for me and my family, it's been a lot of reflecting. I know what my family has gone through and what other people have gone through, but that's just because of being willing to be open and have conversations, because that's the only way you can learn about new things, to hear what other people have to say and other people's experiences, and take them for what they say and try to adapt and make the situations best. Obviously, change needs to happen across the country and across a number of different facets, racial and social injustices and different things that need to be discussed. And I think that's the biggest thing that we're seeing right now. People are fed up with the way things have been for the way they perceive them. And it's time now to have these conversations, but then take those conversations and have action come of those, because only action is going to cause change. And I think that's where we're at. And this is just another example of it, specifically here in our community in Las Vegas, with Hey Reb and that situation with the mascot and the nickname.